second the
You're live, Commissioner. Go ahead.
Good morning. It is 9:31 a.m. on Friday, the 13th of February, 2026. I call this, oh no, this is an informal hearing, so we don't call it to order. This is an informal hearing regarding, geez, I don't have the case number because I didn't get a paper copy of this. Case number PU-25-281, an application for eligible telecommunications carrier designation. Thank you. From LTE Wireless Incorporated. This is an informal hearing, so only undisputed information will be discussed. I'll explain a little bit more about that when the applicant comes online, because right now they're not. And so we are just kind of in a pause here and hanging around and waiting for them to call in. Oh, and just for the record, myself, Commissioner Sherry Haugenhofer, Commissioner Joe Kringstedt are all here, as well as staff. And so we are prepared whenever they decide to call in. What is it? Oh. We are in the process of an informal hearing, but have no applicant yet. But we see someone on the bridge now.
Yes.
Could you identify yourself?
I'm actually the applicant. This is Patrick Hardy with LTE Wireless. I'm actually the applicant. We didn't have another call-in number, so I called in the main number.
Okay. What? Tell me your name again.
It's Patrick Hardy with LTE Wireless.
Thanks, Patrick. Do you have a camera?
I did it on my phone because it's a dial-in number.
Okay.
Another number?
Yeah. Do we need it?
I didn't get a link to the meeting, so I was I took the best shot I had with the general public telephone number.
Say, Patrick, this is Victor with staff. I'm pretty sure I had sent the GoToMeeting link is it Faisal, I think? I'm not sure if that I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, he didn't either send it to me or I haven't received it yet. But yes, this morning I took the best shot I had at getting it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just shot an email to you too, so you have my email. If you want to shoot, I can jump on real quick. I'm right in front of my computer.
Okay, let me see if I can do it here. One sec.
While Victor is working on that, Patrick, I just want to go through a couple details about the informal hearing process. Our informal hearings involve only undisputed information. If disputes arise, we'll have to suspend this hearing and reschedule a formal hearing. Understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then we typically start with some opening comments from commissioners. I don't have any. Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you?
No. Patrick, what's your title?
Regulatory officer and some operations, but yeah, mainly regulatory.
Okay. And this is Commissioner Haugenhofer. Just for the record, I have another meeting at 10 o'clock, so I may have to leave early. Other than that, I have no opening comments.
I can answer fast as questions you need me to. I'll get you to your 10 o'clock.
No worries.
Commissioner Greenstead, did you?
I do not have opening comments.
Okay, I'm sending the invite to your email address now, Patrick.
Thank you so much. And we'll all be on camera. Got it. All right, I'll drop off here and join that one.
There we see you.
All right, there we go.
And I hear you. Do you hear me all right?
I hear you and I can see you.
Okay, you can go ahead with any presentation or comments you have for us.
Sure. So LTE Wireless, we've been around, gosh, for about 5 years now. We started in right before ACP started. We've been a facilities-based CLEC in multiple states. We got into facilities-based wireless through a partnership with T-Mobile. and our underlying provider, who is PWG. So we have a direct connection where they pass all calls to us, and we run them through our switch. We have two switch locations currently in the U.S. And we, you know, we started doing that during ACP. We've been approved now in Lifeline in Missouri, and we got an approval in Minnesota as well, just recently. So we're adding, we're targeting, you know, certain states. We're trying to stay in the mid. Right now, we're mainly in the Midwest, where most of our, you know, our original ACP customer base was. So we're mainly our online, our acquisitions to online, but we do have, a lot of, we have a few legacy customers still, that we transferred over from ACP into prepaid. So we're trying to, but a lot of the customers we target do qualify for Lifeline as well.
Okay, but so you just have the Lifeline approvals in Missouri and Minnesota at this point.
Yes, sir, we do. We got approved in it went effective on January 29th in Missouri, and our Minnesota one we had the recommendation for approval once we filed the informational tariff, and there that informational tariff has already been filed. So they're adding a letter to the document to the docket for the approval probably today.
Patrick, you said that you're staying in the Midwest. Where else have you applied for?
So we've applied in South Dakota. We've applied in Montana. We've applied in Wyoming. We've applied in Wisconsin as well. And if you would like copies of those approvals, I can email those over to you guys. Keep you from having to look for them.
I don't think we need those for our records.
Okay.
So what did you mean then? On page 8 of your application, LTE Wires currently provides prepaid wireless telecommunication services to customers throughout the country. You're talking about other services, not Lifeline.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Okay. We haven't been able to offer Lifeline yet. We haven't turned up our first customer for Lifeline yet. We just got our first approval.
Okay. But your prepaid wireless is literally all over the country, or is that a more regional thing too?
Yeah, we offer it all over the country. So we are approved in most, just about every state to as a wireless provider where we need to be. But we, you know, during ACP, we were offering service in every state. And so we don't necessarily currently have customers in every state right now, but we don't discriminate against selling in any other states.
So do you have prepaid customers in North Dakota today?
We currently do not have any prepaid customers in North Dakota. We had ACP customers historically, but we do not have currently any prepaid customers.
Okay, but you would offer that service to North Dakota customers
absolutely.
Okay, so since it's prepaid services, I have some questions around. So North Dakota has some laws and rules around providing prepaid services. One of those requirements requires a bond to be on file. Do you know if that's in place?
I don't believe that's in place yet, but we can definitely get that done.
Okay. And I haven't specifically checked to see if we do have one on file for you, but
okay. I'm fairly certain we do not.
Okay.
And we will definitely jump on that and get that done.
Did you have more that you wanted to go through other than answering questions?
Hopefully we can answer as many of your questions as we can, as we're just trying to help move the process along.
But you didn't have some more specifics that you wanted to provide at this point?
About, you know, what you talk about.
About anything you wanted to tell us for this before we really, I know we've been interrupting with questions, but we haven't really got to the questions part yet. We're letting you go.
No, I'd rather go ahead and get to the questions so we can knock those out for you.
And I know, Commissioner Haugenhofer, you had another conflict this morning. So did you have some more questions? So
tell me about how you plan to outreach to my apologies, I didn't have my mic on.
Sorry.
Talk to me about how you plan to outreach to North Dakota.
So currently most of our, and during, especially during ACP as well, most of the advertising was online. So we had advertisements on YouTube. We had advertisements on TikTok, Facebook. Those are our main marketing tools. We've now started working in some of the communities in Missouri. We partnered with Cell Phones for Soldiers, who provides phone service to veterans in need. They've been around for 20 years now. And we're also going to partner with them in Minnesota as well. We have an agreement with them to, they do a lot of outreach through the, there's a homeless vets organization that they partner with, and they do events throughout the country. It's called Stand Down for Homeless. And we've partnered with them so where we're certified for Lifeline, where they have an event, we will provide somebody there to be able to sign and to enroll customers at Stand Out for Homeless events.
Well, I would say North Dakota is more of a, they like to see who they're doing business with. And I have concerns when it's contracted or people aren't here to provide good customer service.
Yeah, so we've in the past during ACP, and it was, you know, we didn't have any locations in North Dakota. We had partnered with local cell phone stores as partners to provide the service to help push our ACP product. Mm-hmm. We would definitely be looking to do that to try to get try to get the word out, and at least to get visibility right to our product being available. Yeah, we definitely don't want to use, and I've been around this industry way too long, the old street agent operation. I believe that I've been around too long. It tends to lead to really not great customers, and you end up with some problems. So we're trying to tend more to having the customer reach us as much as we can. So we want to be visible, but we don't want to be going out and pushing to the customers to try to get those enrollments, like the typical Lifeline guys in the past have done. I've been around too long and seen it. And so our goal more is to have the customer reach to us through, you know, we'll definitely be advertising. We definitely, you know, once we get established, we would want to have some physical presence there, through either partner stores that are already in the community. That would help us to at least get have our name there and somewhere somebody could go if they had a problem. Versus having to, you go through the online portal or 800 number.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions regarding that?
It plays into one of mine that I think I know what you use, but I'll use your term, the street agents. And what I think of with that, I'm glad that you don't use them because of some of the experiences I've seen. But you just talked about a desire to potentially have a physical presence where someone could go if they have issues and talk to a person. Is that a commitment on your part that you will build some kind of physical presence in the state?
It wouldn't be an LTE wireless physical store owned by LTE Wireless. We would partner, and we've done this in the past, where we partnered with independent cell phone store operators and repair shops that could be an LTE wireless almost not a franchise is a bad term, right? But it's a dealer, so that the person could come in, and if they had a problem, they could the system they would have access to the system. They could go in and say, "Hey, oh, it's your, you know, you need to do a top up, right? You ran out of data," or you know, they could provide help them acquire a new device if their device had a problem. It wouldn't be an LTE wireless owned location, but it would most likely be an LTE wireless dealer that we would partner with, but we would provide, they would have access to all the back end LTE wireless software to be able to troubleshoot that customer's issues.
So in North Dakota, who would be one of those LTE that you would work with?
We would have to start, I mean, we'd have to kind of wait till, you know, really till an approval. But we'd start reaching out. We've done it in the past. I helped, a little bit of my background. I did a lot of store building, and dealer building with Selectel, years ago. And so we would do a similar approach. We'd find the guys looking for another product to sell and to in their store, but we would have them the ability to do a lifeline product. Our real goal is lifeline being the base, but a lifeline plus is being the goal, right? So the lifeline is the there is a free version, but the idea is the customer to apply that discount to any service they have to turn it into a real prepaid product. That's the intention of how we want to do it. You know, because at $9, you don't get a lot of service, and the carrier doesn't make a lot of revenue, a lot of margin. But if we can get the customer to buy up, right, and that's why the store partners are important. So if we can get, the idea is to get in and grow a base of dealers in the state.
Well, I'm going to tell you from personal experience. People say that they want to do Lifeline in North Dakota. And when I had to go out and research it, I did all my own research and went online. And I'm not seeing these people who want to come to North Dakota and promote Lifeline are doing it. I'm thinking it's a failure. And yeah, I think
most of them just hire independent subcontractors to go out and set up a tent on a sidewalk and try to solicit people to get service. That's the unfortunate way they do it. And it's just, you know, from experience, you can get a lot of customers, but you still struggle. You know, it's just not the way to do it. You usually don't get long-term customers that way. But yeah, we would definitely want a presence. It may not be an owned presence, but it would just definitely be a partner presence in the state.
Do you have questions? Victor, do you have any others?
No, go ahead.
So a couple of things I have. This is Victor with staff. I didn't see a mention in your application of a compliance plan being approved by the FCC.
Yeah, so we don't actually, from our legal opinion we got from our attorney, we don't need a compliance plan, as we don't need forbearance from having to have facilities. So since we're actually using our own network infrastructure and running the voice traffic through our own switch, we don't need the compliance plan.
Okay, so but would all traffic be running through your switches?
All the voice traffic runs back through our switches. Yes.
Okay. Just making myself some notes.
You're talking about the compliance plan approved by the FCC, right?
Okay. Next thing I have, normally what we see with these is we have a kind of a standard document that's certification to order provisions that most utilities file, and it wasn't included with your application. I can send that document to you. It's a list of just shy of 20 items that you would be committing to do. Okay. I'll send that to you After we're done with this meeting, and if there's any questions, you can feel free to reach out. But that's something that the commission has historically required before approving any new ETC designations. I'm not going to ask you to commit to signing it at this moment because you haven't seen it, but just sure. Kind of a heads up on that piece. A couple other things that, again, just kind of things that we usually see in these that I didn't see in your application. What are the details of the plans you will be offering to customers?
So right now we offer a basic 925 plan, right? That covers the free, which the intention is not for that customer to take it. The intention is the customer, if they need the free plan, to take it. If they can do a bigger plan, any other plan that we have available that's a qualifying lifeline plan, right? So it has to have over the minimum requirements. Any of those plans, the $9.25 discount can be used like a coupon against any of those other plans. So, but if the customer fails to make the payment, they can always revert back to the free plan.
Okay. Would you be able to file something just kind of, and this, I'm not looking for advertising pages or anything like that, but primarily just here's the details of the plans that we would plan to offer in North Dakota. You know, here, how many minutes and, you know, data and all those kind of to your point, it sounds like the plans you offer are in compliance with the lifeline requirements of the FCC, but we usually just receive that as part of the application. I'd like to have that as part of the record if we could.
Absolutely. We did the same thing for Minnesota as well. They had requested the same thing. So we'll absolutely put that together for you.
Okay.
And on that, did you have more on the compliance plans?
No.
On that topic, it's been a while since we've done one of these. I think we have 16 of these that apparently aren't reaching all of the qualified customers, but they kind of came in a surge, and it's been a while. Refresh me, Victor, on how that compares with the requirement for a compliance plan comparable to the one offered by the incumbent LEC. That requirement is in our state law.
So that is about the service that they're providing. So the compliance plan that I was talking about is a compliance plan for certain requirements of the FCC. Right. So,
but what do we get to show that this requirement has been met?
Sure. So for our requirement of a comparable plan, the comparable plan, it's kind of in a different context. That would actually hopefully be satisfied by when Patrick files the detail of here's what our plan offerings will be to customers. We could compare that to the local providers in North Dakota to see if we believe it is comparable.
Okay.
So I guess my next question is going back to customers being served. So you did say you are serving prepaid service to customers in other states and maybe a lot of other states. Do you have a rough count of how many customers you currently serve how you split that out is kind of
up to you. Get you a pretty good count. Let me pop over here to our portal and I'll get you a good a number as of this morning.
Okay.
That way we were accurate. I'm not just shooting
sure.
numbers out. And we'll give them to you in buckets because we have customers on a couple different plans here.
Okay.
So currently we have a total of 4,083 customers. And I can see if I can get the state count. See if I can pull a report and get you across how many states. And that's across, we have currently we have customers in 18 states.
and I don't need it today, but would you be able, with your filing of the detail of the plans, can you just give me a listing of those states within that filing?
We have customers in.
Yep.
Sure.
And I don't need it like a breakdown of, you know, there's 20 in Minnesota, yeah, just the total number. And then these are the 18 states where that those customers are spread over.
Sure. Get my notes here. And Wolf, do you want that just to you, or are we filing that into the docket?
I guess I'd like it in the docket just because it's something we typically talk about within the orders for these. So just to make sure it's a docketed item that we can refer to.
And we can always file that. We can file that part confidential, though.
Okay. Yeah. There's a process to do that. You have to request protection of that information.
Yeah, it's just protection on, like, you know, the state and the customer accounts.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd rather not share that with everybody.
Okay.
But most everything else is fine. But it's just those few.
I don't want to ask for something that's unnecessarily complicated. So, right. I have the total customer count. How about if you just file the state names
where we have customers?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We can do that.
Okay. Let's do it that way then, because I have the number. We can.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just kind of going through my list of the normal things that I see in these, but kind of to Commissioner Christman's point, it's been a little while, so I'm a little rusty. I felt like we were on a particular cadence with these. And I will give you the kudos of everybody else says, well, we have a plan we're going to capture all of these remaining Lifeline customers that aren't actually signing up for the service. And, you didn't use that line. We heard that line a lot.
No, so. Well, unfortunately, I was at Lifeline in the home phone days back in the day. and then into wireless, it's just practically impossible to get all the customers that they're trying to say they're going to get.
Yeah.
I'd rather be realistic and honest with you.
Sure. And then that's my preference as well. So. And I think I did see this in your application. You do intend to serve both tribal and non-tribal areas within the state. So
I don't want to discriminate if I don't want to, but I also want to ask permission before I service, you know, from state before I service any reservation. But it's not necessarily a target. It's just I don't want to miss, right?
Yep.
I don't want to not ask for it and miss.
Yep. No. Absolutely. Because it is a different designation. I mean, if
it is, might get the designation at the same time, right? No.
Yep. Yep. Well, that makes sense. And then I would assume, I guess that can probably come down the road. But if you're not specifically intending to target any of the tribal areas, you probably don't have a separate tribal plan for North Dakota at this point.
Yeah, our tribal plan would be one that, you know, they can use their up to $30 to $35 discount against. So it's not, you know, we can, in that plan offering I can send you, we can mark the one that would be for tribal.
Yep. If you have one in there, that would be perfect. Yeah. If you can.
Yeah. We would just mark that one. That would be the one that would be the for tribal, but yeah, I just want to make sure they use their full discount if they got it.
Okay. Do you know if you have registered with the North Dakota Commission to provide services? So we have an online registration for telecom carriers that aren't requesting special status. Like, basically, you can just go to our website, you fill out a form, and you are registered. Do you know if you have taken that step at this point or not?
I'm pretty sure we have. I can double check, though.
Okay. I believe that's all I have. Yeah.
I had one more thing on my list on these ETC applications.
I had one more thing on my list that I asked on these ETC applications. And I thought I remembered seeing it in the application, but then this morning I couldn't find it. Is LTE Wireless, is that a subsidiary of something else?
No.
Oh, okay. With that, I don't have any more questions. Jill, Victor?
Nope, I'm good for the time.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Patrick?
That's it. We're just looking forward to hopefully we can push thing along and get approved and start offering service.
Okay, and then I have to ask you this. Are there any objections to the evidence produced becoming part of the official record upon which a decision will be made? And by the official record, I'm talking about the filing that you had made, as well as the recording of our discussion this morning.
I have no objections.
Okay, the evidence will be added to our official record. Does anyone else have anything else to append? With that, this informal hearing in case number
25281
25-281 is closed.